This is Bob Larson with your market line report for Monday, July 15th. Well, live cattle hold steady with underlying support in Friday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Live cattle was firm. That strong underlying support is really building. In spite of the fact that the grain market was higher, we were able to still get a couple of upticks in that live cattle. There's better cash trade today. It gave some relief to some of the traders in offering some short-term stability. And we're comfortably off our lows right now and just kind of creeping up, hoping that we can continue to build certainly more support. There is some concerns, though, because the feeders were lower, actually a lot lower, and it's just showing that the optimism is kind of losing a little bit of traction, especially because the grains had a jump up as well. Interestingly enough, that USDA report that came out yesterday was bearish, and yet the market in corn and wheat and soybeans rallied yesterday and continued to rally today.
Chicago July wheat prices closed Friday up 0.75 at 5.36 1/4. July corn was up 1 3/4 at 4.49 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 615. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 5 3/4, ranging from 592 1/4 to 602 1/4. BNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 1.5, ranging from 617 3/4 to 627 3/4. Live cattle for August was up 60 cents at 108.50. August feeder cattle were down $1.25 at 141.50. And July Class 3 milk was down a penny at 17.34.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.